you're on a KCB radio field trip to Wheatland, the home of our 15th president, James Buchanan. Now, back to our conversation with tour guide Tom Englert.
Some of the kids listening maybe are wondering, what would it be like to be a young person during this time period? I know here they had a lot of visitors, and you even talk on the tour about some of the fun games they played. Like, what were some of the things that the kids would have done for entertainment? They didn't have a phone or a television.
No.
A radio yet.
That's correct. The only way of communicating really was letters, and then the telegraph was invented. Children didn't use that. That was mainly for business. So they would, of course, play things like hide and seek, blind man's bluff. They would have foot races, long jump races, scavenger hunts. Inside, they could play different kinds of card games and maybe play some checkers.
They did often play games after dinner when they had people over and entertained them. I know when you go on the tour, you actually give us a sample of some of those games.
Yeah, one of the games that most of the people enjoy is called the question and answer game. And all the cards are shuffled, and we give one card to the woman and one to her husband. And the husband says the question, and the woman answers it, but it's a really strange answer, so everybody laughs. It has nothing to do with the question.
What happens when we visit Wheatland? What's the tour like?
Well, you first come to our new building off President Avenue to purchase your tickets, and then see a short film about James Buchanan's political life, and then you're sent down to the house for an hour tour. The tour includes all of the first and second floor, and you get to see really stuff that Mr. Buchanan would be involved with and also his servants.
I love the dining room. Talk about what they would have been eating on a regular basis and also fancy food.
Well, he enjoyed eating. I think two of his hobbies were talking and eating. And he loved eating, and he had a special dining room. It was small. He wanted four or five friends in so that everybody could talk to each other. And he would love to have, of course, his favorite was pork and sauerkraut. And he also enjoyed any kind of meat. He had an array of all different kinds of vegetables, three or four different types of desserts. He just enjoyed having that as really a social time more than just eating.
Is there a favorite room that you like to share with visitors?
I think my favorite room is his library, which is in the wing by itself, and it really is a very large room, very active room. He, of course, put together his cabinet here before he went to Washington. He wrote his inaugural address there, and most of the furniture in the room was owned by Mr. Buchanan. We're very happy to have that back. But it's just a very nice, open, airy room with windows facing south and north.
I have to say, I was quite impressed with his bathtub.
Actually, that wasn't his bathtub. It was his niece. After he passed away, his niece bought the property, and she lived here with her husband and two little boys. And the first thing she did was to put that bathroom in. And the bathtub is over 3 feet deep. I always wondered how people got in and out, but I guess there was a way.
You know, another thing, too, I thought was interesting when you talk about his niece. I thought it was interesting that she was a devout Episcopalian. Her kneeler is in her bedroom, and I often think of people kneeling by their bed at night to say their prayers, but not kneeling on a kneeler.
Well, that's Episcopalian. Episcopalians developed that idea to be more reverent and certainly steadier, because it has a nice stand in the front that you could put your Bible or your Book of Common Prayer on. And it's quite ornate. It's very heavily needlework, and it's just beautiful.
What were kids wearing during this time period?
Children actually copied their parents. The boys would have dark pants and suspenders and a plain shirt, and as they got older, they would wear a vest and a jacket. And the girls would wear long flowing dresses. They really wouldn't put hoops on until much later in life when they were older.
Any more funny stories you could share?
We had one funny story. Sadly, at one time, an owl got into the house and unfortunately went after Mr. Buchanan's parakeets. And the dog got upset and chased the owl, and sadly, one of the parakeets was killed. and the owl got away.
You're on a KCB radio field trip to the home of our 15th president, James Buchanan, Wheatland, with tour guide Tom Englert. We'll be back for one more conversation after another song to celebrate this President's Day weekend.